This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
They used to be regular guests in our homes, anytime we chose, entertaining us when we switched on our radio and television sets. Now it's time to hear again the voices that came out of the glow. This is Paul F. with your panellist, Steve Price, marking Christmas again with you. That will include moments with Burl Ives and Tony Hancock and company. Anne Murray steps up to entertain us first this year with her song It's a Good Day to Brian and Grace McNaughton of Brightstone Crescent. Best of the season to you both.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and ever pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Of O Holy Night from Canadian Anne Murray. Greetings now to John Newman and Sue in Burnside, saying hello to you for the very first time. And thanks, John, for the recordings you contributed to the featurette The Death Disc, including the one on Bobby Gentry this year. For you and Sue, here's Elvis.
I'll have a blue Christmas. you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Out of the Glow on Plains FM, celebrating Christmas. Annette McHugh tells the Christmas story now called Wrapping Paper. Best Christmas wishes to Lee O'Connor in Breezes Road, Awarenui, and to Les McPherson in Ashburton.
Bittersweet Stories.
Question 9-year-old Timmy or a 7-year-old brother Billy about the wrapping paper they passed backwards and forwards between them as they visited each store. Every year at Christmas time, our service club takes the children from poor families in our town on a personally conducted shopping tour. I was assigned Tommy and Billy, whose father was out of work. After giving them the allotted $10 each, we began our trip. At different stores I made suggestions, but always their answer was a solemn shake of the head. No. Finally I asked, where would you suggest we look? Could we go to a shoe store, answered Timmy. We'd like a pair of shoes for our daddy so he can go to work. In the shoe store the clerk asked what the boys wanted. Out came the brown wrapping paper. We want a pair of work shoes to fit this size foot, they said. Billy explained that it was a pattern of their dad's foot. They'd drawn it while he was asleep in his chair. The clerk held the paper against a measuring stick and then walked away. Soon he came back with an open box. Will these shoes do? He asked. Tommy and Billy handled the shoes with great eagerness. How much do they cost? Asked Billy. Then Timmy saw the price on the box. They're $39.95, he said in dismay. We've only got $20. I looked at the clerk and he cleared his throat. That's the regular price, he said, but they're on sale today, $20 only. Then with the shoes happily in hand, the boys bought gifts for their mother and two little sisters. Not once did they think of themselves. The day after Christmas, the boy's father stopped me on the street. The new shoes were on his feet. Gratitude was in his eyes. I just thank Jesus for people who care, he said. And I thank Jesus for your two sons, I replied. They taught me more about Christmas in one evening than I'd learned in a lifetime.
That was Wrapping Paper, told by Annette McHugh, the mother, in fact, of my former panellist, Steve Bell. And earlier this year, Steve Bell and his wife and family had a holiday on the Gold Coast, and that included going to the Irwin family's Australia Zoo. seasonal wishes to listeners Blair Smith in Brindwer and Bob Gant of Church Corner.
Remember, remember Christmas with sentiments sincere. Sans Christmas cards will always bring good cheer. Wish friends and loved ones well with a happy Noel. Remember, with a Sans greeting card.
Your choice of Sans Christmas cards with the Hourglass trademark will bring added joy to all this Christmas. So make it a special Merry Christmas this year with attractive, tastefully designed Sans Christmas cards for someone too nice to forget.
Remember someone too nice to forget. Remember with a Sans greeting card.
Christmas gifts for the lady of the house, gifts to make her life more pleasant from Hayes. Portable hairdryer leaves hands free £10.19 and 6. Hoover polisher scrubber polishes woodwork, tiles, lino, scrubs floors too, £19.10. Leader all metal ironing board, adjustable height, wonderful value at £5.2 and 6. Just some of the many practical gifts a man can give his lady from Hayes, the Christmas store.
Spots there for Sans Christmas cards and Christchurch store Hayes, the latter voiced by Ed Shivers, well-known 3ZB announcer at one time. John Dix reflects on the season this very moment.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What an exciting time Christmas is for children. Carols and candles and parcels and parties. Well, why is Christmas such a big event? Well, it all goes back to the very first Christmas 2,000 years ago. A couple, Mary and Joseph, went to Bethlehem where Mary gave birth to a son, Christ the Lord. That special birth meant the beginning of new life for us all. The birth of Jesus has changed the whole course of history. It's the most important birth the world has ever known. The Bible says, "To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." So this Christmas, let's remember the child Christ who became the Saviour of the world.
John Dix will return later in the program. A couple of festive tunes come to us now. Burl Ives to sing them, and especially for Krista Sparer of Marlow Road, Aranui, and the Metzgers, Wilf and Lorna in Linwood.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the and peace to men on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him, still
pa-pa-pum-pum. A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, to lay before the king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, when we come. Baby Yesu, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, I'm a poor boy too, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I have no gift to bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, that's fit to give our king. Pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum. Shall I play for you, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, on my drum? Pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Ox and lamb kept time, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. I played my drum for him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. I played my best for him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum. Then he smiled at me, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, me and my drum.
On our Christmas special, Burl Ives brought to us The Little Drummer Boy and O Little Town of Bethlehem. And finally, he wishes us all a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see.
Somebody waits for you. Yes, sir, once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Ron Hadrick, one of the last surviving veterans of Australia's dramatic radio days, tells us about A Stranger in a Poor House. Greetings to Gavin Brooklands, my helpful neighbour in Glenora Place.
A Christmas Story. They had so little that Christmas. Little in the way of money and possessions. All they had was themselves, their love and devotion to each other. A love that is so often bred and nurtured and welded with a bond of common suffering. But they did have hope to spur them on. The hope that someday soon the break would come. On Christmas Eve there was no big tree, just a branch in an old flower pot. The decorations were homemade. The star on top of their tree was crooked and bent at the corners. The presents were small and brown paper wrapped. Yet as people passed this paint-peeled, tired old house, they could hear the shouts and the laughter. Some stopped and listened, and wondered how on earth, in the midst of this obvious poverty, could happiness hope to thrive. Until one man, more curious than the others, walked to the door and knocked. He couldn't tell you to this day what mad impulse made him do it. But there he was, his fist beating a "Let me in" on the door. When it opened, there was no "Who are you? What do you want?" Just a welcome for a stranger. When he walked in, introduced himself, and sat down, he felt foolish. What was he doing there? But in a few minutes, he was caught up in the joy of Christmas. And when he left some hours later, he realized perhaps for the first time that Christmas is of the heart and the soul, not of the biggest tree and the brightest lights.
George Cole and Dennis Waterman are with us, and they have a problem. What to get for her indoors? This goes out with special Christmas wishes to Chris and Denise McCabe in Brynwa.
Oh, listen to that, Arthur. That's your actual bow bells.
God bless you, my dear.
Yeah, listen to that. It's a disgrace on a public thoroughfare. They ought to be reported to the Noise Abasement Society.
For God's sake, Arthur, it's Christmas, isn't it? A time of goodwill.
Time to make your will, you mean? We've only just finished with £1.50 for the guy, mister. Used to be a penny in my day.
Yeah, but Queen Victoria's dead, isn't she?
No, I suppose it's going to be GBH of the Year Olds from Carol Singers.
Oh, come on, Arthur, cheer up, will you? Gordon Bennett.
It's tough and it's lonely in top management.
Oh, don't give me no earache. You don't even pay your rent.
I've got a lock-up with no lock on and it's snowing outside.
If you don't get her a present soon, there'd be nowhere to hide.
I've got a lovely furry coat. I could tell her it's me.
Now she's sassy skunk, because it don't have pen and ink.
It doesn't.
It does.
You know.
I would. Here's a turn up for the book.
What?
Hold on, here comes Chisholm.
He's giving me a funny look. What now?
Sing. He don't know one carol from another.
What'll I get for Christmas for her indoors?
Well, that's your problem, isn't it? Don't tell me your problems, because this one's yours. Tried shopping.
That's typical.
Right.
No respect.
You made me laugh, you do.
No, Terence, please.
Just leave me out.
After all I've done for you.
What are we gonna get for her indoors?
Whatever I get is gonna cost me an arm and a leg, isn't it? A typewriter with ribbons that was worn by Lady Di.
A lovely piece of steak, but when she whacks you in the eye.
She she wouldn't.
She would.
I know her.
How much?
All right, I will concede. But we're sitting here with nothing, and it's nearly Christmas Eve. Yeah, what about that perfume that I purchased down the witch?
You spilt it on the counter and it blistered every inch.
Oh, yeah, we could bottle it and call it the elixir of life.
You give it to her, my son. Next year you'll need a new wife.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very nice, would it?
Well, it's not for me to comment.
What'll I get for Christmas for her indoors?
Arthur, don't give me your problems, because this one's yours. I mean, I've got my own problems, haven't I, son?
That's typical.
Right.
No respect.
You made me laugh, you loop.
Oh, Terence, please.
Just leave me out.
After all I've done for you. What are we gonna get for her indoors?
Not a lot.
It's not funny, Terence.
Makes me laugh.
I've got some lovely Hong Kong-made, genuine Paris knickers.
She can wear them with that 14 pairs of left-foot kickers.
Wife, St. Lawrence, Channel 5, I've been right through the card. Yeah, what about that Cartier watch?
Nah, I fell off the lorry too hard.
An iron?
Leave off.
Saucepan?
Arthur?
I throw her a Tupperware party.
That's like getting a telly that only shows Russell Hartley.
Oh, Terence, this is serious. We've got to do something soon.
Why don't you just not go home?
Eh?
She'd be over the moon.
That is very wounding, Terence. Wounding and ungrateful, that's what you
are. Well, I'm entitled to be the money you don't pay me, eh?
What are we gonna get for her indoors?
Money?
Terence, that's typical.
Right.
There's no respect.
You make me laugh, you do.
No, Terence, please.
Just leave me out.
After all I've done for you.
What are we gonna get for her indoors?
I wish it was January the 2nd.
What are we gonna get for her indoors?
Here, isn't that carol singing?
Yeah, I wish he'd stop. Come on, I need you. I've got a cotchel of army surplus Christmas pudding's got to be shifted. Christmas.
George Cole and Dennis Waterman from TV's Minder. It's Out of the Glow with a Christmas flavour from Steve and Paul. Mary Wilson is remembering a wartime Christmas in This Christmas Night. How sweet and clear above the sounds of war, the clamorous bells are pealing their delight. The angels sing of glory as they soar among the man-made stars this Christmas night. And once again, with spices and with gold, three kings are riding through the sparkling snow to watch her baby lying in the hay and think about the wonder of his birth, and as he sleeps to fold her hands and pray for peace to come upon this troubled earth. As promised, John Dix is back again with another Christmas reflection.
Have you ever known anyone who you thought was bitter? Well, maybe you've had a few days or hours of being bitter and twisted yourself. There are things which at times could turn us all bitter if we let them. And yet at this time of year we send and receive cards. Some of them have messages like, "Peace be with you," or "Love came down at Christmas." There certainly doesn't seem to be any room for negative emotions during the festive season. Bitter people find it hard to love. They find it hard even to give gifts ungrudgingly. And yet the Bible tells us that if we do good deeds without loving, there's no point. Without love, our good deeds are just a lot of noise. The Bible compares people without love to noisy drums and clanging cymbals. So it's a good idea this Christmas to ask God to fill you with love and joy and peace.
Afternoon to Ted Moore at his home in Rangiora, Jim Smart of Papanui, Kathleen and Doug Corbett in Glenora Place, Hornby, and the Blanchards, Brian and Marion of Timaru. And I'm sure you'll both have a busy time as always this Christmas. Seasonal wishes to you all as we end our celebration of Christmas this year in Railway Cuttings, East Cheam.
We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Arthur.
Hancock's Arthur.
the last time, we are not having any decorations.
Oh, but Tub, you can't have Christmas without any decorations.
This lad can. I don't hold with them. Stupid custom. I'm not having bits of coloured paper hanging from my ceiling, matey. I spent 30 bob having this room done out, and I'm not having it... I'm not having pinholes all over it.
Well, at least we can have a tree.
We are not having a tree. Horrible, messy things. Only have to knock them and you've got showers of green needles all over the place. I've only got to come running down in my rope sandals one morning, I'll have feet like pincushions. No, thank you.
Well, that's a fine thing. Sitting down at Christmas dinner with no decorations and no tree.
What Christmas dinner?
Well, surely we're going to have Christmas dinner.
No. Egg and chips, a mug of cocoa, and straight up to bed, that's me.
Oh, but Tub,
I have spoken, do you mind? Christmas is going to be just like any other day in this house. Dead miserable. So put that in your pudding and stir it.
You're a mean old skinflint. Doesn't Christmas mean anything to you?
It's a racket. All the prices go up. You can spend pounds if you're not careful. Well, I'm not going to. Not an extra penny is leaving my purse. I certainly can't afford any Christmas jollification.
Oh, listen, carol singers.
Hello, more expense. Quick, put the lights out. Hide behind the curtain.
Where are they, Grizzly?
Over there. See them? Oh, three little boys. Oh, and with a little lantern. Oh, aren't they sweet?
Oh, dear, look at them. Straight out of a Giles cartoon. Quick, get back. They're coming up the path. Shh, shh.
Not bad next door, too, Bob. Yeah. That's £18 tonight. I told you it was a better racket than paper rounds. Oh. I think we'll make this the last one.
All right.
We'll do Good King Wenceslas in C sharp. Right. Softly and with feeling. Yeah. Now remember, no gabbling. It's a Christmas carol, so put warmth and sincerity into every word. As though we really meant it.
Yes.
Right. One, two, three.
Good King Wenceslas!
That's enough.
There's no one coming. It's chuck a brick through the window.
You dare. What do you want?
Oh, swipe me. What do we want? We've been standing out here in the freezing bitter doing our jolly old nuts, and you fatty here says, what do we want? Some maters do get lumbered with them, don't they?
We want some money.
Well, you're not getting any from me, hobbit.
Oh, it's Christmas. Go on, give us a bob. We've entertained you with our carol.
A bob for three words? Sling it up, clear off.
Give us some money, you old fat rotter.
Who's a fat rotter?
You are.
How dare you? Get off my land before I have one of my turns.
I say, little boys, here you are. Here's 2 shillings for you. And a Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you, kind lady. And a Merry Christmas to one and all. All except him.
Oh, go on. Clear off. I'll set the dogs on you.
Fiery nose.
Oh, fat legs.
Four eyes.
Wooden face.
Butty neck.
Oh, come in. Grown man shouting down the street at little children.
Well, did you hear what they were calling me? Old fat legs, pudding face, and beery nose. My worst enemy couldn't say I was a beery nose. I didn't get this nose from beer. If they'd said claret conk, they would have been nearer the mark. It's not good enough. I got me home back, though. That little one didn't like it when I called him Spotty Neck. That struck home. Soft spot with him, I shouldn't wonder. Those other two will put it around. That'll be his name for life now.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, treating small children like that.
Well, I hate kids. Horrible things. All skinny legs and big boots.
Well, you were a kid yourself once.
I was not. Well, not like them anyway. I was a little picture. Me velvet... Me velvet suit, me curly hair. I didn't have it cut till I was 14. Me little... Please. Me little button-up shoes and a hoop and a stick. Small smash. And I was clever, a child prodigy, you know. I was writing poetry at 9.
So was I.
Well, you still do. I mean, there's been complaints in the local paper about it. I'm sorry, I just can't bring myself to get on with kids. They don't like me and I don't like them. A permanent state of war exists between me and anybody under the age of 15. I hate kids and I hate Christmas, so leave me alone and let me wallow.
Misery.
Good King Wenceslas, on a feast of sea.
Hello, more of them. Sling a bucket of water out the window.
Now, wait a minute. I recognize that voice. It's Sydney.
It can't be. He's standing out there in short trousers and school cap.
That's him. He's on the fiddle again.
Gather in winter fuel. Money for the carol singer, sir?
Come off it, Sid. The short trousers aren't fooling anybody. I'd recognize those legs anywhere. Great hairy things with bumps on them. What's the big idea?
No, Arm, I'm just trying to find a few coppers for Christmas.
I'll find a few with helmets on if you don't clear off.
You wouldn't want to see me wandering the streets at Christmas time.
Of course not, Sydney. You can come and spend Christmas here with us.
He cannot. For the last time, we are not celebrating Christmas.
Well, at least you can see I've got a roof over my head and a bite to eat.
Yes, that's the least you can do.
All right, then. 12 and 6 for your lodgings and 3 and 6 for your Christmas dinner.
Well, all right, where do I sleep and what do I eat?
In the dog kennel, 2 Polish eggs and 1/2 a spud.
All right, then. Well, I tell you what, I'll come in and put up the decorations. All the balloons and paper chains and tinsel.
That's going to look a bit silly in the dog kennel, isn't it? But it's certainly not going up in this house.
Oh, blimey, whoever wrote a Christmas without decorations?
Look, if I hear one more word about kids, decorations and Christmas, I'm kicking you all out in the street. Then you can hang your balloons and bells on a telegraph pole and have the time of your lives. And I hope it rains. I'm going to bed and read me copy of Bleak House. More carol singers. Where's me shotgun? I'll spray him with buckshot. What do you want?
Good evening, brethren.
Oh. Oh, hello, Vicar. My word, you nearly had an overcoat full of Tintex then. What brings you here on a night like this? You haven't got your box with you.
Oh, no, I'm not collecting tonight.
Well, come in then and have a warm round the candle.
I come round on behalf of the needy orphans of the parish.
Yes, I was wondering if you got my letter. I've been on my own for many years now. Being a proud man, I don't like to rely on charity, but I must admit a few quid and a couple of food parcels would help tide me over the festive season.
I don't think you understand. I've come round to thank you for your very generous offer.
Generous offer? Not me, no. I think you've got the wrong Hancock. There's a lot of us about, you know. There's a couple of them playing football.
Well, there's no need to be modest, my son. You're the man. 23 railway cutting stream. We really do appreciate what you're doing.
What am I doing?
It's not everyone who can so kindly open their home and their hearts at Christmas time to 2 12-year-old orphans.
Who, me? Kids? In this house? No, I don't think so. You've made a mistake. Kids are allergic to me. Every time they come within a few yards of me, they come out in bruises, you know. It's a strange thing.
Oh, no, there's no mistake. You sent a letter in answer to our appeal.
I didn't see any appeal, and I certainly didn't send any letter.
But you did. I have your letter here. Look on your headed notepaper. Tony, hasn't it turned out nice again, Hancock?
That's my notepaper, all right. Show me. Dear Vicar, we should be only too pleased at taking 2 orphans for Christmas. Rest assured, we look after them and feed them and give them the best Christmas they've ever had. Signed on behalf of Tony Hancock, Griselda Pugh, secretary. Excuse me a minute.
Ow!
Don't worry. She'll be all right when the swelling goes down. As I was saying, there's been a terrible mistake. I'm not having any kids here, much as I love them, of course, but I won't be here. No, I'll be off on the high seas tomorrow. I'm off, yes. Might be away for years. We're going whaling, you know. Down the streets of McGillan, round the old Spice Isles. Ha-ha! We're after the white one, I think. Very important. They couldn't go without me. I'm the one who throws the darts.
Look, naturally, we wouldn't send the children to you empty-handed.
Couldn't possibly cancel it now. It's all settled. We leave on the morning tide.
Each of them will bring a pudding, a turkey, and £5 pocket money.
Will you bring them round, or shall I send the car?
Hurry up with those decorations. The children will be here soon.
I'm doing this under protest. You realise that, don't you? Don't think you've got the better of me. The minute those kids have gone, down they come.
What about some presents to hang on the Christmas tree?
You can wrap up my shaving kit and my spare pipe.
For a boy and a girl aged 12,
Well, with a bit of luck, they'll give them back to me.
Have you finished yet? They're due here any minute.
Oh, this'll do. Sprinkle a few nuts around, mix up the cob nuts with the conkers, put them on the sideboard. Here you are, here's a tanner bar of chocolate. Now break it up and put it in a bowl, that's it. Keep them going for 3 or 4 days, that will. They've never had it so good.
Oh, that'll be the children.
I'll go.
Mr. Hancock?
Yes?
We're the orphans.
Merry Christmas, where's the pudding?
Give them a chance to get in. Come in, children. Make yourselves at home.
Yes, make yourselves at home. Have you brought the turkeys with you?
Well, let's get our coats off.
Leave them on. There'll be no fires in this house, matey. Come on, hand the grub over.
All right, there you are.
I'll take the food.
Where are you taking it?
To the kitchen. I'm going to cook it.
I can't wait that long. I'm having it as it is.
Oh, don't be soppy. It's got to be cooked.
I don't know what you're worrying about. You're not having any.
It's our food. We brought it. We'll tell the vicar.
There's no need to tell the vicar. It's for your own good. Highly seasoned food like turkeys and puddings is not for young stomachs like yours. We've got some young chickens for you. Very young chickens.
Oh, good.
They're Polish with shells around them. very novel indeed they are. Now, you got anything else on you?
Yes, we've got £5 spending money each, which we're holding on to.
Why?
Because they're not going the same way as the turkeys and puddings.
I don't like the inference, but you'd better come in. This is the living room.
Cool, what a damp. Even the orphanage was better than this.
Now listen, Titch. I think you and I better have a little talk. I don't like the way things are shaping. Let's start now as we mean to go on. You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. You be nice to me, and I'll be nice to you. You cause trouble for me, I cause trouble for you, right?
Right.
What about the £5?
You're not having it.
I do hate suspicious kids. Now go on, get in the living room and sit down.
Where's the telly?
We haven't got one.
Michael, I'll get the coats, you get the food, and we'll get the bus back to the orphanage.
You stay where you are. Why did I have to get a couple of kids like you two?
Because all the kids in the home tossed up and we lost.
Ah, very funny. Wait till you see your room. Come on, you might as well meet the rest of the household just to see what you're up against. This is your Uncle William.
Hello, kids. I'm very pleased to meet you. How about giving your uncle a nice big kiss, kiddo?
He fancies himself, doesn't he? Kiddo, I don't trust him. Did you hear that accent? He's a foreigner.
I'm not. I'm Australian.
Where's your pouch?
I haven't got a pouch. You're getting me mixed up with a kangaroo.
Oh, you mean those funny-looking animals with tiny heads and big feet?
Yeah, that's them.
Where's your pouch?
Yes, they're not so bad when you get to know them, are they? Now, this here... is your Uncle Sidney.
Hello, children.
Mr. Hancock?
Yes?
Here's our spending money. I think you had better look after it for us.
What do you mean? What are you implying?
They know. They're no mugs. Can't fool kids. They're like dogs. They can see straight through you. Certainly, I'll keep the money for you.
Can we have a receipt?
Yeah, all right. They know.
All right.
They're no mugs.
All right. Well, that's it. That's the lot. You've met them all now.
The well-built lady.
Well-built? Do you know, that's the kindest thing anybody's ever said about her. That's Miss Pugh, my secretary.
And my girlfriend, so watch it.
I think we all ought to watch it. She's been long enough putting that food away.
I forgot about that. You've got a point there. Miss Pugh!
Coming! Well, I put all the food away.
And we all know how you can put it away, don't we? What have you done with it?
I put it in the larder.
What's that brown stain round your lips? That's Christmas pudding, I'll be bound.
Oh, I only had a little taste to see if there were enough currants in it.
I bet they've all gone now.
Well, if you people don't mind, we'd like to see our rooms.
Of course, dear. Now, the little boy is in Mr. Hancock's room.
He is not. He is on the piano stool.
He's in your room. I moved all your stuff out.
Well, you can move it all back again. I'm not sleeping on the landing.
I know you're not. You're in the bath.
I am not. I refuse. That tap drips. I'll get my boots wet.
Well, don't sleep in your boots.
I always sleep in my boots. There might be a fire. Well, you've got to be ready for these things. I'm not being carried down a ladder in bare feet with the whole neighborhood looking at me. Oh, plates exposed there? Good grief, no. After all, we Hancocks have our pride.
Where am I going to sleep?
You can have William's room, dear.
Oh, no, where am I going?
You're out in the dog kennel with Sydney.
Oh, blimey, the dog snores bad enough, but him.
Well, come on, everybody, it's getting late. Bedtime. We don't want to be up late on Christmas morning.
Where do we hang our stockings?
On the clothesline with the rest of the washing.
Will Father Christmas know they're there?
Father Christmas, well, yes. Come over here.
Yeah?
I've heard on the grapevine that Father Christmas is having it a bit rough this year. So he's having to make a small charge for his presents. Yes, it's tragic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very sad, really. If I were you, I'd leave the fiver in your stocking as a sort of nominal payment. Mm-hmm. Like the free health service, you know. Yeah. I wouldn't be at all surprised if he threw in a little wooden fire engine or something.
That's not much for £5, is it?
Well, I'll see what other junk I've got in the cupboard. I mean, I'll make a personal representation to him. He knows me. We're old friends, you know. Oh, many is the time me and his reindeer have gone to stag parties together.
And to think he makes a living out of it.
Not so much of the old lip. Now, get your stocking and put the money in it, right?
Right.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
What a nasty man I am.
Come and get your Christmas dinner.
No, we've gone on strike.
Why? What's wrong?
We put our money in our stockings, and when we woke up this morning, it had gone. And there were no presents in them either.
Oh, hard luck, never mind. I expect old Father Christmas has given them to children who haven't got anything.
Well, we haven't got anything.
Well, you're not as badly off as some kids. I mean, you're having a good time, aren't you?
No. And unless we get some presents or our money back, we're going to tell the vicar.
Now, you don't want to do that. Now, perhaps Father Christmas is late this year. He's been held up. It's shocking trouble he has these days, you know. I mean, all these modern flats with central heating and no chimneys. Wriggling in and out of those radiator pipes. It's no joke.
He's never been late any other year.
No. We're going to tell the vicar.
No. He may have been. He may have left the toys somewhere. I'll bet he's left them in that old cupboard under the stairs. Well, well, well. So he has. Look. A nice fort and some soldiers.
Put them back, they're mine.
Shut up, it's all on a good cause.
I don't want them.
He's a right misery, this one. What's wrong with them?
They're cardboard, they're not much good.
Not much good, they amuse Bill for hours, they do.
Never mind, children, we'll think of something. Come and have your dinner.
Yes, come and have your dinner, you ungrateful little perishers.
Well, we're all set. Bring on the turkey.
Sydney, bring the turkey in.
Here it is. Where? On the plate, just there, behind that spud.
That was an 18-pound turkey when it started.
Miss Pugh, what have you been doing? You said you could cook.
It's frizzled up, that's all. It wasn't my fault. While I was cooking it, I had to keep taking it out of the oven.
Why?
Its feathers kept catching alight.
Oh, well, what's done is done. Let's get on with the carving. Here, you have a go.
Oh, don't bother. Varnish it and stick it on the roof. I've always wanted a weathercock. Well, egg and chips, I think, gentlemen?
We want our turkey.
You'll get a taste of my curly-toed slipper in a minute.
It couldn't taste any worse than this lot.
Hey, look, what about a Christmas pudding? Let's start on that.
Well, I was going to tell you about that.
What has happened to the Christmas pudding?
I don't know. I put it in the pressure cooker, turned the gas up, and the last time I saw it was heading towards Brixton.
What a fiasco. I told you Christmas was a waste of time.
Well, let's open a tin of fruit. She couldn't have loused that up.
I have, you know. I sat on it.
We want our turkey.
And our Christmas pudding.
And our money.
I'm going to tell the vicar.
I'm going to bed.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's that noise coming from the chimney?
Oh, it's Father Christmas.
Oh, shut up.
It is. We've got to cheer them up somehow. So I sent £2 to the store in the High Street and hired their Father Christmas. I told him to make his entrance down the chimney.
Oh, good girl. If they tell the vicar how they've been treated, we've had it. We'll be put inside for diddling orphans. We'll be drummed out of the village.
No, it'll be all right now. Father Christmas and a few toys will make them happy.
We're going back to the orphanage.
I'm
going to
tell the vicar.
No, don't go, don't go. Father Christmas is here.
That's what you said last night.
He is, he's coming down the chimney. Where is he?
Well, I think he's stuck up the chimney.
Well, give us that broom, I'll get him down. He's our last chance. Anything to keep him here away from the vicar. Come down, sir. Move yourself, wriggle a bit.
Look out, look out. Here he comes.
Good evening.
Oh, sling the turkey at him.
No, don't be like that. So, greetings, one and all. I bring you all good cheer on this Christmas day. What do you want from Santa Claus, Sonny Jim?
Not me, you idiot. The children.
Oh, yes, oh, yes. Hello, children. I am Santa Claus.
Oh, no, you're not. You're too skinny.
I'm not skinny. I'm a big fat man. Oh, dear, I left my pillow up the chimney. I'll go back and get it.
No, don't bother. Just give them the toys and hop it.
Oh, yes, all right. Little boys and little girls all gather round Santa for all the wondrous things he's got for you.
Hooray!
Where's me sack?
Well, I don't know.
A minute ago, we must find it. I got me sandwiches in it.
Oh, there it is. Look, hanging down the chimney.
Oh, yes. Little boys and little girls all gather round Santa for all the wondrous things. What about a drink, because it's Christmas?
No.
I'll go on, just a little one to wet me whiskers.
No, get on with the toys.
You're half rotten. Oh, little boy, what do you want?
I want a train set, an aeroplane, a Davy Crockett hat, a bicycle, a rocket ship, an air pistol, a wristwatch, a football, a fountain pen, a cricket bat, and a rowing boat.
Oh, no, stop messing about. I tell you what, how about a nice plastic comb?
Oh, come on, don't. I'm going to tell her, Vicar.
No, 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 come here. Give him a toy. Keep him quiet.
All right, you are. A nice big model yacht.
Ooh, thanks. It's smashing.
Now, you little girl, what do you want?
I
want
to go back to the orphanage.
Oh, come now, my dear. Have a nice doll or something.
I don't want one.
Have one! She's shy, dear little creature. Give her a doll.
I don't want a doll.
Well, you've got to have something. It cost me a couple of quid to get him here.
Come over here a minute, sis.
Hello, this bode's dodgy. Yeah.
Well, we've had a talk and we've decided what we want.
What?
We want all the stuff you've got in your sack.
Oh, no, you can't have all that. There's about £80 worth of stuff in there.
Of course you can't have it. It's out of the question. Have a nice doll.
Listen, Fatty, if you don't let us have all the stuff in that sack...
Don't tell me.
We're going to tell the vicar.
Well, I hope you have a much better Christmas day than in the Hancock household. Steve Price and myself, Paul Featherston, are off now. We'll be back again with the usual features, Too Young to Die, a new series of Passing Parade, Flanagan and Allen in Concert in the Groove, and Jessica Waddell will be talking to Barry Crump on January the 6th. Until then, you take care, whatever you do, and may life be looking up for you. All the best for the season. Bye. Out of the Glow is an Ear Media presentation recorded at WebMad Christchurch.